Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tyson Hartley on the Scales of Truth with you. Today, pretty controversial. This is the follow-up that I promised I was going to make when I did the episode on, I believe it's John Booker and others, where, you know, stopping something that the FBI and those types, stopping something that they created. So that episode was about where, unfortunately, the FBI has been caught over and over again. You don't even have to be caught. It's just in the court documents where someone gets in prison for alleged terrorism when there's never really any real plot going on. And instead, a fake plot got put all around some stooge who didn't have any true action except being stupid enough to go along and eventually do one act towards the fake plot. So in order to be called a terrorist and then, lose his freedom when he probably would have just been a disgruntled individual, at least for a while, until maybe he got a decent job and started believing in America more. And, so anyway, there's an episode on that. I said I was going to follow up on that. And it's a big one. I don't care. So, the FBI has been involved with these plots. It's the opposite of what they should be doing. They should, if they find out that some guy is disgruntled, then fine. Kind of check on a social media or whatever here and there. That's fine. Check on him and stop real plots. Don't create fake plots. Yeah, but then we catch the potential. Yeah, but see how you said potential? You're not catching any real plot if you're creating a plot and spending all that money with informants and your attention and time. Go actually focus on real plots and don't try to just stir it up and see if they'd go further. Because that's the other thing, besides Booker, who basically didn't do squat, they ended up providing material and travel and dollars and all kinds of stuff towards these people. In some cases, there is even a group, but it's mostly keyboard warriors. They just don't show any real penchant to actually go forward with anything past a certain point. And so the actors that get the thing momentum are the informants and such. It's happened over and over again. Just go look it up. It's not hard. And as I say, it's an open secret. I mean, it's in the court documents. So it's not like you have to guess or assume anything. So we know this happens all the time. Well, it's also what happened at Reichstag, right? For the Nazis in Germany. And it happened on January 6th. Plain and simple. You know what? You don't have to accept it. But I'm going to tell you why it happened. It's clear of evidence as you can possibly have. And if you want your law enforcement agencies to stop doing things like setting up some poor stooge and he gets 30 years in prison, instead of just actually enforcing the law and keeping eyes out to people who really do have the penchant to want the tendency to want to do harm and seeing if they will. If you don't want them to create entire fake plots, then it doesn't matter whether it's left or right, whether you have an excuse to hate the other side and so to ignore this, they're not going to stop these plots. If you don't start paying attention to even the uncomfortable parts of when they happen. So long story short, most wanted list after January 6th, and a guy was on it, and then once he was more clearly known to the public, even though he was known, months later, they had not arrested him, and the FBI just takes him off the list, plain and simple. A little bit fishy. Now, if you had the court documents, you'd find out what was going on, but in this case, this guy's not a part of the court documents because this is about a whole group being caught, right? So this guy's name is Ray Epps. And we knew this. So he gets on this big dramatic document where all the idiot crowd sources, look, I'm a sleuth. I'm an internet sleuth. Well, thank you. I mean, I do think internet sleuth is a valuable thing, but unless it's Reddit trying to uncover really, really bad corruption, then it's awful. And how dare you? And you're not allowed to discuss that. Isn't that interesting? Interesting double standard. You know, internet sleuths are going to have to, look at hunches and try to figure things out. They're not all going to be right all the time just yet. That's not a matter of trying to be mean. It's a matter of you've got to, keep all the possibilities open for a little while until you center in on what the truth is. So it's kind of funny, the double standard on internet sleuths. So let's give them excuse to go internet sleuthing. Look at all these people. Help us find these people. I don't know, 16 people, 12 people. Big graphic, their faces are on it. And then when they do get found, they put a big stamp, arrested. So internet sleuths find this guy named Ray Epps within a matter of a week. Not only that, he's interviewed out at his Arizona home or nearby it by a newspaper or a TV station or a website, and he admits he was there, admits he's the guy on a video, and we know his name. And yet he doesn't get arrested. But months later, two different media sources, one that is deserving of the Pulitzer Prize and the other one, the New York Times. So both talk about this guy. The New York Times provides cover and says, well, he was one of the first ones to, quote, breach the Capitol, but he seemed to be acting alone. Okay, Lee Harvey Oswald, what are you, J. Edgar Hoover? That he wasn't. And the video is clear that he wasn't. So they say his name, as does a place called the Revolver News or something like that. And soon after, he's been on this most wanted list for months and months and months, never been arrested. He's been known for months and months and months. He's seen clearly on 4K level, camera, many times, in the video that day and the maybe even the day before, I believe. And he can be seen along with the other dude who end up going to the Capitol and very conveniently catching the shooting inside the Capitol building of Babbitt, the black guy who. Turns out the history of him is that, oh, well, I thought he was on BLM. Well, he was, and more than one BLM group, kicked him out over concerns that he might have just been an agent. So that guy is seen in the same photo, frame as Ray Epps in some of these videos. Not that they're particularly coordinating. You don't see that, but interesting that they're right next to each other. In this cast of thousands. And so Ray Epps is one of the people who leaves way, way early, the day before. This Ray Epps can be seen many, many times going, we know what our assignment is tomorrow. We know what we're here to do, break into the Capitol. And everybody's like, what? And then some of the people give him a little bit of leeway because, he's a veteran and all this stuff. But he constantly is saying this, because of the Constitution. People like, what? And some people can be seen, kind of dismissing them, like, come on, man, what are you, an agent or something like that? So anyway, Ray Epps is not acting alone. He's trying to instigate, which is interesting. And then I think the day of, he's one of the first to breach, but I think he's also, his group leaves the rally really, really early, like, I mean, 25 minutes earlier or more than anybody else would. They get to the Capitol much earlier than anybody else. So if you're a true MAGA supporter, then aren't you trying to see Trump? And so him and a group leave. I think they're a part of the group that removes the barriers. And this is straight Innocence Project stuff right here, because they remove artificial barriers. And without those artificial barriers that are temporary, nobody knows that that's the distance away from the Capitol they're supposed to stay. When they later start walking in that direction, we have people who are now political prisoners who didn't even enter the Capitol, but went closer to the Capitol than those barriers that got moved. This is straight Innocence Project stuff. A prosecutor that deserves to be in jail themselves, because the simplicity is, oh, it was a temporary barrier and it got moved and he didn't know. Oh, okay. In that case, sorry, slap on wrist, but certainly no serious, no serious charges. I didn't realize the thing got moved. You say it wasn't there? No, it got moved. Okay, let's go see if we have any proof of that. Oh, we do have proof of that. 30 minutes before, someone moved these barriers. It wouldn't have been obvious to anyone first time in Washington how close you're supposed to be to the building. Of course they're not in trouble. So anyway, this guy leaves from the Trump rally way earlier. I'm not even sure if he listens to it, but it's like a 25 or 30 minute walk. And then later on, he's seen communicating with, so in this crowdsource situation, where the internet is doing all this investigation, they give nicknames to people, like one of them's named Bear Spray or something. So there's one guy, very prominent tattoos. You can see his face, and he is coordinating with Ray Epps. And the same guy ends up going back and forth in between the two Capitol breach areas on two different sides of the building. And so this guy, also very clearly seen. I can't remember if he doesn't make it on the list or he just hasn't been arrested and you'd be wondering why he's not on the list. But he is seen coordinating with Ray Epps. Ray Epps was not a lone person. He was coordinating things. He took kind of a leadership role besides going, we know what we got to do, what we came here to do, break into that Capitol tomorrow. Everybody's like, what? So he's trying to instigate and he's trying to get his message out to see how many people might go along with it. Now, maybe he did it in his pure heart, said, maybe if I can get the most extreme ones to go with me, at least we know who those folks are. But regardless, no matter what he thought the incentive was, he really screwed up. So this guy, I'm going to tell you again, Ray Epps, not arrested. Instead, I think it was June, but don't quote me. After New York Times story that said his name, and then a Revolver News story that just absolutely blew all this up, did a massive video analysis because there's video all over the place. And said, okay, this is the guy, this is what he did. He's clearly an instigator and a very much an actor. After that, then the guy disappears off the most wanted and hasn't been arrested. But he is an instigator and he is a coordinator. He can be seen in between police lines, almost like he's on their side. Like, oh, come on, guys. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. And that's not real proof. I mean, anybody might want to have peace between a crowd and police officers. But it's just kind of another check mark that's at least interesting, right? And in between the BLM, some BLM supporters and them, it's like, hey, man, we're on the same side. And, you can imagine some MAGA people like, what are you trying to even get along with them for? But on the other hand, you could argue, well, she's just trying to make peace. And then he can be seen and heard. He can be seen communicating with Bear Spray guy, who ends up, helping the break-ins on two different sides of the buildings, the alleged breaches. So he can be seen talking to him and saying something like, you're going to want to leave that here. We don't want to get shot. And talking about the Bear Spray. So, kind of like mace, but more powerful mace. Ray Epps and others, very true instigators. All over the video, either somehow don't make the list or make the list, but are identified quickly and never get arrested. So these are the type of folks that you would see in the court documents. But this was such an exercise to frame people and so that they could make a political Reichstag situation out of it. Oh, what are you, one of those January 6thers? So are you saying that I don't believe election fraud is what America should be into, that I'm a January 6th? See how they want to divide us so easy. But what you got to do is say, corruption's corruption, dude. I mean, if it's clear and open, then people need to investigate it. And we have to revisit these things, go, oh, what did we do? Or what do we stop? Based on, you guys were out of control. You went into the Capitol after somebody opened the door for you. And you mostly milled around. And then Ashley Babbitt got, quote, shot. And then was as stiff as a board for about 2 minutes. Didn't even gurgle. Somehow it was apparently a freeze gun. and Mr. Former BLM all over guy who got kicked out of groups happens to be the one right there with his 4K resolution stuff. But forget that. I mean, I don't need to go there. I know what I think about it. I'm pretty sure I pretty much implied it. But the Ray Epps thing is plain and simple smoking gun. We know his name. They knew his name quickly. He was on the most wanted list. He's not been arrested. He was clearly an instigator, even as other people who just went past a barrier but never even entered the building are now political prisoners, straight up political prisoners. So if you think that's right, then, you know, you're reaping what you sow. You're getting the country that you deserve. And if you think, well, I want to ignore it because of partisan reasons, you're getting the country that you deserve. The country that had a good economy until all hell broke loose is a very obvious exercise over something that could only ever be novel for one season. And we're now on the seventh season of, and it's now purely in variance. You're getting the country you deserve. If you will look at someone on the most wanted, then magically disappearing with no explanation whatsoever and never being arrested, and you're okay with that, then honestly, you're getting the country that you deserve. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.